Probably.
Okay, so let's get started quickly with the finish up the Makor sheet on Gufa Shel Get. Let's start with the discussion of Ant in Sasi that comes up in the Lashon of the Get. So I believe that is page 27 in the source sheet. So you'll notice. Look at the riffs, Nosach. What did you notice about the different Tovsei HaGittin from the Chachmei Sfarad versus Chachmei Ashkenaz, Josh?
I don't remember which one, but there's it says in Tati twice, and one has it only once, the other one has
Good. The Ashkenazim have in Sasi twice, once in the beginning and then once at the in the second half of the get. The Svardim only have in Sasi at the end of the get. Now there's a difference in the way it comes in the Svardim in this in the Svardic Nusach. So in the Rif, for example, where does it appear? But Tzivisi Berus Nafshi B'lo Anisna Opatris Ushavkes Uchuchas Asichilichi Ant Plonis. Right, so there it's Plonis, right? So and so. It doesn't say my wife in the beginning of the get. I should say there's a, but the Ashkenazim have over here instead of Plonis, At in Sasi. Plonis Bas Plonis. Plonis Bas Ploni. Did everybody catch that? Yeah. You know, the Dean, when it comes to Ksuvas, whether the Ksuvas should say, B'kach V'kach V'Shabbes, should say in the first line, HaChasan or HaBachor? Might catch that? It's like a whole discussion about it. It's how you know your Ksuvas. So some, a lot of them have HaChasan, but then some Rishonim don't like that because when he's, when the Chasan is first introduced, he's not yet a Chasan. But you're just kind of introducing him. So maybe you should, you mentioned HaBachor in the beginning and then switch to HaChasan at the end.
Let's say that from Aerson.
Well, Aerson happens
Oh, yeah.
under the chuppah, which is after the Ksuvos time.
Yeah.
So also over here, the Rif doesn't have this notion of in Sasi at the beginning, right? So it just mentions her. We'll see maybe why, what's the reason for that. But then after it says, after you introduce her name, you say, Dahavesin Sasi min kandamtana. You her were, was my wife previously. So it's all past tense. Uchido, and now truchis yasi chilichi, you're being divorced, etc., etc. Contrast that with the Ashkenazi language. Look at the rush. What do you have here? Josh, Vishavkis, Upatris, Uchuchis, Yasichilichi, Ant, in Sasti, my wife. Which language do you like better? If you had to write a get, which would you do, Kobe?
The
Yeah, he has in the beginning when you introduce the wife for the first time. At in Sasi Plonis Basponi. And then Dahavesin Sasim Kandamtina. Like almost like a stira mineu bay. Right. In the first line, you say, you, my wife, you who, and then you say, oh, you who had been my wife.
You executed the divorce. I mean, said shot you by the and then the next sentence, she had anywhere.
You're saying the first part of the get, the Vishavkes, Upatris, Uchukas.
That's the end.
Well,
That's the end.
you do have to read that with the same, like in the same clause as Yatichi Lichi Ant in Sasi, because it would have been cleaner if it was. Like you mention her name, then you say, I'm divorcing you. Here, in the, you're saying, I'm divorcing you, my wife, such and so, who had been my wife. But you're right.
It's
I
still the
mean,
subject of that sense of that. Like, the shop he's about to build it, Lefi, like, who? Not
my
contested.
wife.
Yeah.
Right. It's a little weird. You're saying, I'm executing the divorce with you, my wife. And then from such and such a place, who had been my wife previously. And then uchido, and now shavkes upatris uchuchas yasichilichis. It's kind of strange double formulations. Charya?
I don't know if I want to get us the grammatical detour again, but so the difference between just like regular past tense, like she was my wife, versus like past present, she had been my wife,
Right.
right? Like Yadas actually like Faria, he had already known Chava's wife.
Right.
I have no idea what the deal is with Aramaic, but as in maybe you can resolve the question by saying it's not past perfect. of she who had been my wife and now isn't. Just saying she was my wife. We were married. You know? And it's not commenting on whether we are married right now or not.
I would say that min kadam dina sounds like she who had previously been my wife.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, there's another option. I don't know if the grammar works out, but, like, when you're talking about past tense, it's not obvious that it doesn't apply present to. Well,
right. It's interesting. Ned, do you have a thought on this?
I would reverse the Asperger to say that, like, it's not commenting on the status now.
Right. What is like min kandamtinda means from prior, from previously, right? So does it mean like my wife of yore, or does it mean like who once was my wife? I guess that's your point about the perfect versus the.
Something like that Casabidola.
Yeah, we're gonna see in a second. Yeah. I mean, either way, it's strange, right? Because aunt in Sussi is present, you my wife. And then there's a shift to either the perfect past or the absolute past, right? Think about that more. Anybody else find it strange that the Nuskha the Get switches in the middle? You think it's fine, Ezra? I think Ned's right. I mean, clearly there's some execution that's happening in the middle, and that explains why we switch the language. But let's get some of the tension out before we address that. I just want to point out that Mordechai in Perek Omer in Kedushin, Remez Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph. Anybody read through this case in the Mordechai? What's happening here? The Paritz, who was fooling around with this woman, tell us about Yoni.
You meant that in the perfect past, or? I'm not really sure.
Like it's gone? Like whatever you did last week is gone?
Grammatical detours.
Grammatical detours are crucial. Very crucial. How do you learn anything without grammar? No?
It's true.
It is very important. You can't dismiss.
The beginning of Fort Malta, Hillel and South Red, backward.
I think to get it perfect.
No, so he taught it, like a guy came to him. It was like a literature kind of thing. Guy came to him, he's like, teach me all for okay, on the health day. Then the next day, he taught him backwards. And he's like, what happened? He's like, oh, listen, the guy told him, like, teach me Porsche Sah, but I don't want to hear Porsche Sah. He goes, okay, you learn Porsche Sah, got to learn
Hebrew. Yeah, you only know it for me.
It's like modern. If you have Shaman, I think it's, he has Shaman, and Shaman taught it. I think Shaman taught him only, like, or Hill didn't want to teach him.
Hey, what's the name show? Martin Shabbos, what's the nimshal?
The nimshal is that like the language itself is a central part of very understanding of what the Torah means.
I don't know if you need the mashal to get to that nimshal.
Right.
I think we all agree that you can't get near that the language, no? Right. What do you ground it in if not the actual meaning of the words?
Okay.
All right. So what's the case here, Yoni? The Paritz Echad Veis Nara, who was Meshudeches LeKohen. You can tell us outside. Great case.
Yeah, he gave her a tabas, but he didn't mention anything in Kedushin. One aid said that he saw her give the tabas. One aid said no.
Didn't see, right. She did, right. They said throw the ring away. So it wasn't a clear Kedushin.
Yeah.
But then they got the guy to give her a get. Her family, I guess, wanted to. They forced the pirates to give her a get. And the issue is, what's the issue with that?
The Cohen can't marry her.
Yeah, so well, it's Machlokas, and we've shown him here. You can see Rabbi Elazar Mibohem, Rabbi Natam's involved. You have the Rees involved, the Lavan's involved, the Reim's involved. So all these Balayatosos are involved in this debate whether or not she's a Sur LeKohen. Like, was that enough of a suffix to say that again? But what's the issue? So one of them has very interesting points, where he says that the get itself is made that they were married. So is that a problem? Where is the get made that they were married? Yeah. Oh, well, the kasa beget for the patches, the truches, the sichi lichi, antin sasi, arihode bekidushin, lahegia. Maybe every get has an implicit acknowledgement of the marriage. Through saying Harei Antin Sasi, this is a really interesting thought here. That imagine the get without antim sasi, the get with him sasi. And the Mordechai is saying that because it includes that language, every get is an acknowledgement of the ishus. Correct? Like, what if the get didn't have that language? So then it's just, you could just say, oh, it's just the gerush and misafik. Like, you have a get, but there's no acknowledgement that there was a marriage. But dafka, because the get includes the language of insasi, every get is a hodah to a kiddushin. So I just think that's very striking. You might ask, like, why is, like, is that a central feature of the get? Or is that just a quirk that it happens to contain this language? So one thing that we were talking about last week was that maybe the hodah of the kiddushin is part of the feature of Sipur Dvarim. And I'm just emphasizing that in this Mordechai, you could see that has important nafkamina for this case. Like, you can't just isolate the get and say, oh, it's like a get l'chumra, and we don't know if there's actually a marriage. No, like, part of the get is like there's an admission of the fallacious. What role that plays in the Sipur Dvarim is worth thinking about more deeply, but at least you see the significance of this in this Mordechai.
Can you just say, like, if the get is saying something that's not doctrinally true, like there never was a marriage, then the get is nothing. It's not really like how can I feel like how can the get create a status that might just not exist in the first place?
The husband says, "I want to write me a get to divorce my wife."
But that's not how, like, that's not like, that doesn't cause a kiddushin. Like,
saying, it doesn't cause a kiddushin, but it admits to a kiddushin.
But maybe he's wrongly admitted.
You shouldn't wrongly admit to things. You're saying he's lying?
Yeah, like, it's just not a factual document. So, like, just because it says it in a document,
it's not a factual document, then maybe the document shouldn't be good. I mean, to the extent that the get is kosher, you can't have it both. It's strange to have it both ways, that the get is kosher as the husband's tzivui declaration, but then to say at the same time that it's factually inaccurate.
No, we have, don't we have cases where you make a tenai, it's not well done, the get's kind?
Where's the tenai here?
Well, I mean, did you say it's not...
It's not a tenai, it's just it's an admission. It's not divorcing my wife.
Whatever, it's not crazy that there should be something in the document and incorrect if the allowed document to be valid.
Well, I'd say if it was formulated as a tenai, where it said, I'm divorcing you so-and-so only if you're my wife, something like that, then you might say, okay, so the get itself takes no position on whether she's his wife. Then you could ask an interesting Hilchos Gerushin question, which is, okay, is that kosher? Like, what does that mean? You're divorcing this woman and you don't know if she's your wife? Like, maybe that's not a krisos.
Okay.
I
think that's what you're saying.
Clearly what you're saying is not worthy of being said. The Malach just, like, destroyed your voice before you said it.
So much. Maybe it is the way they get possible. The get shouldn't work, but obviously Norman should be right that
obviously
Norman should be right that the fact that the guy that says in the get that he's married doesn't mean that he's married. Does it shouldn't possibly how could that possible to a Cohen if she's objectively not married, that the guy wasn't married to the guy?
Good. Say that one again.
But it doesn't matter what the language of the get says, meaning she's not, if you never mentioned it, that I would be able to suggest she puzzled with Cohen. She never
if well, it's a topic whether she's married, right?
Well, okay, but let's just take it. Meaning, we're not saying that you're going to push her over the edge.
Well, here you have a piece of evidence that says that she's married. Now, you might say it's just the Baal. Who cares what the Baal says? So it depends how much, like, her krovim or she was involved in pushing him to write this get. But put that point aside, right? Put a point aside that he's writing it and not she's writing it.
Everyone that decides whether or not he's married, like,
agreed. We all agree. I think we all agree to that. So I'm saying that's a side issue. Here it's a little more complicated because she's forcing him to give the get. In the Mordechai, he says, okay, that's an interesting question about who's moda to this. Is it him or her? He says, but at a minimum, the husband should be usher to her krovim, because in the get, he's acknowledging that he was married to her.
But then there's a factual, I mean, we're not sure about the facts, and now we really have real reason to believe that they were married.
Correct. At least vis-a-vis him. Forget about the possum of the Koran.
Well, I'm just saying, it's not like they're actually us.
It's in Durham. The Mordechai taught me, the Mordechai is explicit. He says, maybe, so therefore the husband, Midravon, should be also Bekrovosah, Shari Hoda Meatzmo. Now, there's two Gersos here. If the main point is that he's modest, he should be aser, or he's only modest lahatir l'shuk. But he's only modest so that she could be free. That's the Mordechai. Like, there are two Gersos here. What's the main point that Mordechai is trying to make? And then he says, Ima Yishak Pofaso ala get ena modest. Maybe, like, the fact that she's coercing him to give a get, she's only doing it to free herself. She's not conceding the content of the get.
Right? So, I was reading it as that they seem to have determined already that they're not.
Clearly, it's a complicated question, right? What do they see? It's, even the Rishonim are all disagreeing about it. The thing that I'm zeroing in on is the fact that the language of the get specifying that she was his wife is an important piece of data for passing whether she's Mutaris HaKohen and whether he's also Rikrovozeh. Which it wouldn't be if the get itself didn't specify that, right? If the get just said, like, I'm divorcing you, plonus plus plonus, like, you don't get the sense of the Mordechai, like, it would have been a big deal. All right? Now, that
if you're saying I'm divorcing you, doesn't that imply, like, you can't divorce someone from a marriage, doesn't that, like, on its own imply the marriage? Or you, like, why the language wouldn't this language that? Like, the giving of the get itself.
Well, do you agree with my reading?
Yeah, he says,
"Poil uchasa beget." Go for it. Read that. Zed.
Yeah.
Uchado patres uchufes. You explicitly acknowledge the occasion. It sounds like that language is important. It doesn't just say, "Oh, every time you write a get, like, why are you writing a get if you weren't married?" Especially in a case like this, where you know you're only writing to get because, like, to free her up,
yeah,
to free the woman to remarry.
Right.
So what do you make of? So what do you make of?
You wouldn't say that it would have the same force.
Right. Don't you? I mean, it's really. I think
that should only be his gear, so the get that he has. But, like, he might also acknowledge that if it said I'm appointed.
Think so.
You would.
Really.
Maybe.
Anybody agree with Josh or Diak? Other Josh.
I mean, I think he's focusing on the fact that he's saying
it. Right? Correct. So I think.
You're saying, like, it might just be this was, like, you know, what Ziv's saying, it's, like, not specifically on individuals, but, like, an acknowledgement of marriage in general. Could have been an acknowledgement of the relationship before. Could have had, like, unplanned, but, like, this is just what he had. So he's saying, like, the acknowledgement of the relationship. I mean, I think it's still.
Ziv's saying it's built into the conception of divorce that they were married. So anytime you have a get, that should be evidence that there was ishus. Why is the Mordechai being medayik from the fact that the get says in sasi that now would create all these problems? Like, he's modeh b'kiddushin, they write in the get. That's what Zev's saying. And I'm saying, well, fair point. But notice that the Mordechai seems to agree with me that it's medayik in the language. Josh responds and says, oh, who says the Mordechai is being medayik in the language? Maybe the Mordechai is just using his topes, I get. And even if it said on plonus, I think it's a bad deal. Josh Brofman thinks it's a bad deal also.
I mean, just because he said Murray of the Kedushin Lahedja.
But you explicitly conceded to the Kedushin. You couldn't say that if it was not explicit. If it was an inference.
So it would be implicit.
Right. Right. So I think there's a fuss to be made here that he's thinking that this acknowledgement of insasi is an important element of the get, right? Now that's really, I think it's significant for, like, the Sibur Dvarim question. Like, you're giving some of the background. Like, you can't just start off with krisos in the topes like that. Yoni,
is it worth to consider the fact that Mordechai only has insasi?
Well, he's only quoting that part. So, like, does he have?
Then you attach to the topes.
He says b'chule. Well, I mean, and then tassi b'chule. Yeah, but previous to that, when you have echanav ploni bar ploni.
No, so you passed it before this Mordechai one right before.
Yeah.
Bar ploni. Then we say just.
Correct. He just has in tassi.
Yeah.
He doesn't have them in kadam to nothing.
Yeah, I mean, as opposed to the rib who only has past. Rush,
correct. A spirit point. I'm just not sure if the Mordechai that she's just giving the beginning language because it's not a full topic, I guess. I don't know what he had at the end. So, fair point. But it could be. It could be that he only has it once. Okay. Now, I want to point out that the language of Insasi is problematic. Some Rishonim note that it's a strange formulation to have in the get. Why is it a strange formulation to have in the get? With the get, she's no longer married, right? So it's a little paradoxical to say my wife when the whole thing is dissolving it. So let's look at the Prichadash, who mentions this, I think. Ben, you want to read the Prichadash for us?
Sure.
So the... It's interesting. Did you see this Radach discussion? Josh actually sent it out on the WhatsApp pretty early on that the Pesachei Tshuva quotes. So the Zdian Shulchan Aruch, if you forget in Sasi, is that kosher? But if you leave out that phrase. So the Radach says, yeah, if you forget to say in Sasi, that's kosher. And then the Prichada says, no, that's wrong. The Leisa.
Yes,
what's his point here? He's in the get says in Sasi twice. And he thinks that when the Radach said that if you leave out in Sasi, it's kosher, which one is that referring to? The first one. Why the first one? Because the get reads fine if you don't have in Sasi in the beginning. But if you leave out in Sasi for the second clause, what's the formulation? And if you just let that in Sasi there, it would be weird, right? The phrase like you were prior, but you were what? So clearly you have to specify my wife. Now that's fine. That's like an interesting halacha question. Clearly you're not interested in. Just kidding. We are interested in that. But more interestingly for our purposes is the clause that I'm highlighting. What am I highlighting, Ned?
It's better not to write in Sasi at all.
Stop, get better to not say in Sasi at all, i.e. he likes the Tofes Aged of the Rif and the Chachmei Svard over the Tofes Aged of the Chachmei Ashkenaz. What's wrong with putting in Sasi?
Because you're in the process of divorcing her, right? No sense to do
it. Yeah. He says, since you're divorcing her right now, why in the world would you muddy the language of the get to say, like, we're separated and divorced, like you, my wife. Like, either you're married or you're not married, right? So I think that the nice thing about this pre-chadash is that it puts some pressure on why that phrase is there in the first place. Like, given that it's problematic, why not go for a cleaner nusach haget, excise in Sasi, and the get reads like a more coherent document. So I think this motivates the idea that there's got to be some good reason for putting in Sasi. Or like there's some pressure, there's some motivation for having it in there. Now, do you have a...
question.
Do you have a theory for why we'd put in Sasi?
I mean, in order to be put in, we could identify the pre-existing connection.
Right. Not that I think.
Correct. Like you might say, it's part of the krisis to say, like, oh, we want poor married.
And that's something that's not identified as the object that you're cutting.
Correct. More than that, or you might say even to give like the part of the historical seaport. How was it? But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So like the second point where you also have the second phrase there, that would be rendered unintelligible without intati.
Yeah.
Why do we care their Jewish phrases again? As long as we have the central phrases, you know, we can have a bunch of Jewish.
He says it would still be kosher.
But what's the Havamina?
That was just confusing. But
so what?
Like, would that disqualify the get if they're incoherent phrases?
Yeah, we saw, you know, you can make mistakes in the get.
Right.
Still be kosher.
Interesting. Yeah, he does say, he says, like, Ein mashmos shoramilos yachapichen yesh lahakshir. He himself says it's like, that's not what the Radakla is referring to, so it's a bad paradigm. But he acknowledges that even if you lose the coherence on some phrases, the get wouldn't be possible to have it. So. Right. Look at the Radak inside. He says, Kamak Dolim and Yergilu Shalola Kosovo. They actually suggest that you shouldn't write in Sasi. Dehol Bahu Koste Blash, Patra Los, Yishapa the Krosa, Ata Ishto. Machin Ikal Anias Daitisha, In Lichtovel Antklonis. That's the Radak inside, affirming the Shita of the Chachmei Svar. Cannot have that early on the get. Okay. One other little piece of this discussion, the story in the Rabbeinu, that the Rabbeinu Yerucham quotes. What's the issue that in Rabbeinu Yerucham? Karya?
What if they're only Narusa?
Yeah, what if it's a get Arusa?
It's proper that you should place where it's supposed to be with our sauce.
Yeah. You shouldn't say my wife, you should say my betrothed. That's like a more precise formulation. So what's the answer for why it's kosher?
Reason it's kosher because the word ishti also denotes my rusa.
Right. But it is interesting that he thinks like it's only on those grounds, right? That there's a common enough meaning between the two words. But it sounds like Meikra Din, and the other Rishonim have this, like the Aguda, for example, and doesn't get la rusaso yichtov ant arusasi, below yichtov ant insasi. It's very interesting. Like, why does that matter? To capture it, like what exactly the kedushin or nesuin status was in the get.
This supports the fact that or the idea that the get determines what the previously existing marriage was, and whether you're insasi or erisasi.
At least you're supposed to capture it.
To capture, and then determine the status of that relationship, and then the practical implications whether or not she can marry a kohen.
Well, she'd be puzzled to a kohen.
Puzzled to, yeah.
Anyway. But yeah.
So then what is the practical difference?
There isn't. It's just to get the narrative right. So what were they? Right? But it is interesting, like you might say, why is that a piece of the get? Why not just say aplonis? Right? So it's not only are we specifying in Sasi, you're trying to specify like what type of kinyan existed between the two of them. So it's granular to the level of at least in Sasi versus Erusasi. It's an interesting case for Chalitza. What would happen? Just check the Lashonos. So you have a get for Chalitza, what the Nusach is. Anybody see it? Did that come up in the Shochna?
You give a get during Chalitza.
What?
I mean, get.
What if you're divorcing your woman who you did Yibam with? Sorry, a kiss of Yibam. And then you got married, then you get divorced. Mm-hmm. We use Lashonav and Sasi or Yavimti. Let's check. I don't think it came up in the Shulchan Aruch. Anybody see that in the Shulchan Aruch? No. Gosh, what are you? What are you doing? Like, why would you even have looked? Look, it's worth looking. Has a lot of time. Josh.
You can also say, like, the other side of, like, I'm not going to say Sibur Garth or Vajra Yucham. Like, you could say, because he's saying it doesn't matter whether you use a Rusa or Nesua or whatever, Isha, because he just like perceives like the heter not as anything related to sibur Torah, but just like a heter just for Yisra. And like the heter is the same for a Russo and for a Yisra. So it's like, he's just like, yeah, I'm the heter. Like,
right. He doesn't say that though, right? Yeah, he says, that. Yeah, you could have gone for like a different explanation, yeah. Right? Well, prospectively, it doesn't matter. Like, either way, you have a get for.
Well, I have there. It doesn't matter. It's
right.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's good. I like that. I like that. Josh?
I mean, it is also possible. I mean, like, we're assuming right now that this idea of saying intestacy is about like secret garment. But if you say it's about identification of a person, then it might be pretty simple to say, like, if you write like the wrong nickname of the person makes it bad. So if you try to identify her in an incorrect way, then you're at mental trail of identity.
That's not true for. Extra information that we don't need, that's not critical.
Well, you might say that adding a nickname is not critical either, but that also nullifies it.
Well, we'll see. We'll get there. We'll get to the messing up the nickname stuff. Yeah, but it's definitely a different way you could go in the sugya. Absolutely. Okay. So look here at the Hagos of the Rama, Darkei Moshe on the tour. Matzah v'tikun Yashan. Anybody read this, Darkei Moshe? Prep the dark emotion. Ezra, do you prepare the dark emotion? Are you ready in Lishma?
I think I've seen it.
Great. So read it quickly. Matzah v'tikun Yashan.
But the question is, if you wrote, I mean, it's also if you didn't write, you need to dumb. Like, it sounds like you're still unmarried.
Wait, no, it's past tense. He's saying, even if you've forgotten in Kadamtina, if you say Dahavis, Dahavis is still past
tense.
It's still past tense.
Still past tense.
Right. But it sounds like, at least in this Tikkun Yashan, it's crucial that the reference to the wife be past tense. Right? If you wrote in Sasi present tense in the end of the get, that might disqualify it.
Oh, that's
interesting. Right? Because Dahavis and Sasi below Kasam in Kadamtina, I get Kasher. Dahavis nami l'shavar mashma. They're both past tense. Shame on anybody who thinks that grammar doesn't matter. No, I'm kidding. It would possibly get, right? He's saying it's crucial that they're past tense. And as to Zachariah's point, whether it's like past as in like you previously were my wife, or you had been my wife, like, okay, there we could be like ignorant, or we could be the differences are not sufficiently variant to apostle. But then he quotes this Bagos El Fasi, and it's not clear to me if he's referring to the same line. Dafilo Kasab Dahabes and Sasi El Kasab Plonis in Sasi Ege Kasher. Sounds to me like that's either in tension with it's like disagreeing with the Tikkun Yashan. Well, or it's referring to the earlier line in the Get. Like the first line. It's just not clear how the Knesset Gedola is like bringing these different sheetahs together. But my read of the Tikkun Yashan is that if you were to say in Sasi present tense, where it's supposed to be past tense, that could disqualify it.
Right, I think the next line doesn't necessarily go against it, it's just that you just leave it out entirely.
Well, that's the chivas of the Radak, that's a separate.
Oh, right, yeah.
Right, but that was the objection of the Nosei Kelim earlier, that the quote of the Radak is not clear. That was the Prichadosh's objection, that the Radak is referring to the first in Sasi, not to the second in Sasi.
Maybe not important, but when the Tikkun Yashan, like the quote, says like, "Oh, in this case, it's kosher because it also means the same thing." Could it be that even if you said like, "Oh, and you who present tense arma like," that also would be kosher, but it's like a shaila. Like this isn't even a shaila because it has the exact same mashmal.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You could read it that way. I think you still get the same interesting point. Just like Lumaisa, it's a different question, but the point is that it's crucial. It's very. It seems to be pretty important. At least at the end of the get, that'd be past tense, not present tense. Right? That'd be a steer to what the get is doing. Okay, now look at the Knesset Agdola in Simon Kuf Chavav Dalid. The quotation from Mori Harav, the Chuba, Man Lemolan. What's going on here? So here we have a slightly different question about the formulation of the get. Who prepared this?
It's just not present tense.
What? What's that? Ezra?
Not present.
Why do you say present tense?
I say nochach.
Does nochach mean present tense?
What
does nochach mean?
Present.
What?
Present.
Nochach. Pesach Abba is?
Like near.
Megillah. What?
Yeah, like near. That means present.
Opposite?
Yeah.
Doesn't
mean opposite
nochach.
Like
next
word
was
nochach.
Yeah, well, nochach is a tense.
Did anybody Google what lashon nochach means?
Oh, I know what it could first person.
Yeah.
Oh, fine. That's
first person. Opposite. Well, it's really second person.
Yeah.
Second person because it's you. Yeah. I mean, like when you're talking opposite somebody, right? So that's lashon nochach. Lashon nistar. Did no one caught this when it comes up here? Lashon nistar in the Rishonim. Just Google like what these things mean when you don't know what they mean, right?
I thought
so. What is Lashon Nistar? You thought you were talking about Kabbalah?
Yeah.
No, Lashon Nistar is Guf Shlishi because it means you're talking about somebody when they're not there, right? So it's like there's like speaking in the presence of someone versus speaking outside. Like Lashon Nistar is Guf Shlishi, and you're talking in third person.
Sorry, as an adjective, it means present, but as a noun, it means second person.
Okay, so read this Moriah Rabbi Tshuva Kasa. Man Leimalan,
she Kasa Bagesh, Shalo Nochach, Yom Sheikhto, Bepatra, Beshaka, Betaruchi, Aesasi, Perish, Bidane, Bidane, they have a united relation.
Have a law.
What?
They have a law.
Yeah, to her. So if you ordered in Lashon Shalo Nochach, let's say you failed to write the get in second person. This is parallel.
Second person again.
What?
You.
Second person is you.
Do
you understand?
Is that a joke?
What? Yes. That's second person. Try writing a paper in second person. It's a very, very hard thing to do. It's with just second person. Yeah. So if you wrote the get, if you failed to write the get in second person, then the his Rebbe, I think it's the Ma'arit, sorry, is not sure whether it's possible. But Rav Bitzal, B'Simen and Gimel, B'Shem Red Vaskal said the possible in Torah. Meaning if you wrote the get, not in second person, meaning not writing to the wife, that would disqualify the get Midaraisa. So if you say, like, I'm divorcing my wife, as opposed to saying I'm divorcing you, Antin Sasi, that would be Pasul Midaraisa. And that parallels, by the way, what we saw about the Lashon of Eich in the Ritva, that the get, by definition, is the Chasav La, Sefer Kisos. He's writing to her. It's something that he's telling his wife. And so in the next Siman, the Knesset Gedolah says, Get Shenichta B'Lashon Eidim B'Faneinu Eidim Girish Ploni Pasul Menatara V'Lad Mamzer. It's not a get if it's not written in the Lashon of the Baal narrating to the wife. Okay? Well, I think that's just like a nice way of thinking about the Sipur Dvarim in the second person sense. Right? So this is a nice way of anchoring that or of reflecting that in a din that would possibly get otherwise. You could see he quotes other people who disagree. See, Vidasa Shoel La Ribe Rav, I guess the Shoel and the Chupas of Maribe Rav. So the shaila whether it's get to be pasul midaraisa or not. Right, any questions on that? Third person versus second person in the get. Sounds good, Moshe.
Yeah, what was the last
thing? Yeah. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Sounds like he thinks in theory it could be kosher, but he wouldn't paskin that way. Yeah, that's the view of the Maribe Rav that he cites there. But it's against the view of the Ma'arik and the... It's against the view of the Bitzal Ashkenazi, I think, who's citing the Radvaz. All right. Sorry, you have a thought on it?
No,
I
mean, great.
It's great?
Yeah.
Good. You guys agree with Sahari, that's great.
That's the point that you made about the Sipur's Varm.
Yeah, Sipur's Varm to her. And it's not a sipur if it's written in Guf Shlishi in the abstract. Okay, great. Let's just concretize that with one more shita, bottom of page 31. The Lavush, which we mentioned already in previous Shiurim. So here he's trying to figure out the Nikud on Dehaves, Dehavis. So he says, not Dehavis, it's Dehaves. Why is it Dehaves? Because Dehaves is Lashon Nochach, talking to his wife. The Perusho Sheyomar La, Lenochach, he's got to say to her in second person, Shehayis Ishti Kvar, Va'achshav Ani Poter Osach. And he says, what's the basis for this? And the beautiful thing here is Shahare Habal Omer Kolzeh Bisipur Dvarim Leisha. Like the reason why it has to be in second person is because the nature of the get is Sipur Dvarim to the wife. And that's crucial. He says, but if you wrote it Ki'ilu Medaber Adam Acher V'Omer Lo Zos Haisa Kvar Ishti, if you're writing Gushlishi, right, as if you're writing to a third person, this woman was my wife, that's contrary to the purpose of the get, which is supposed to be him narrating to her. All right. Great. Questions on the Insasi discussion? Rami, all good?
Yeah.
Great. Paros on it? Yeah. Rani?
In the cases that like have come up where like you've got like a bunch of fourth, fifth graders, maybe they would pass bar on that stage and maybe like a fake wedding in the playground and like people freak out and make them give get just in case.
Who freaks out? Mason? I've never heard of a fourth grader that had been I don't think that I would find any of those cases to be real kedushin.
Why if they said Harei Mikdash that should be the Tamatzon give her a ring?
Well, then yes, maybe.
That's okay.
So you're probably a real get.
A real get.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably write a Rusasi, probably. Right. There's no chuppah, but.
All right.
You see
her
kosher
eating? Yeah,
You're just asking if there's a kosher wedding. What?
What?
You're saying if there's a kosher wedding, would you write
a kosher wedding with a bunch of like kids?
No, any is a good.
Well, if it's a.
About the actual mom, so later. Anyway,
right. The problem is though you do usually need them to be made at their puzzle. I mean, it's not just the like the procedure. But I'll say to the extent that there's a real kedushin, then you need a real garrison. There's no. Yeah, there's no. I guess there's no like spark notes or like cheap version of the get. For like a cheap meher, it's not either it's a meher or it's not a meher. Right. Well, you can see by the way that from that Mordechai, it sounds like they wrote in Sussi in that get that the Krogrim wrote for that Suffolk wedding, right? In the Mordechai that we started off with. Okay, let's close out this this sugya by sneaking in just a quick discussion about Amira Bishas. Gittin. You could, of course, treat Amira as a separate sugya, right? What does the husband have to say when he gives the wife a get? But I think it's just naturally related with the question of what does the get itself say, right? So you have the what's the language of the get, and then does the is the language of the get sufficient? Does it have to be rounded out by language that the husband is saying to the wife? B'shas Gerushin. So I'll just say there seem to be different indications from the Gemara. So if you just read, for all those of you who are excited about learning Gemara. Ezra, is that the idea? Like you're excited to learn Gemara?
No, that wasn't the idea.
So you're not excited to learn Gemara?
No, I just wanted.
Aren't you learning Torah?
Oh.
Right?
I don't know. I mean, there's a higher level to Gemara is definitely more Torah than the shooter of the past. But why?
Why? Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know. I think a lot of people would agree with that.
Definitely more than you.
Well,
right. Definitely.
Think so?
You want the shackle there? Or the one?
I'm not, that's not what I want. I just wanted a different symbiote. I thought everyone wanted that.
Okay, so we have, either way, we have whatever Ezra's heretical desires are. We have Gemaras that give off different indications about the requirement of Amira B'Gerushin. The Gemara Kedushin Hema Beis mentions the language of Kedushin. Hariat Mureses Li. Harat Murasas, Harat Lili into, Harat Harizim Kadeshas, Harani Ishe, Harani Bailef, Harani Rusev, Inkam Bes Mikosh, Mizuchim Begirishim, Nasan Lava Amala, Harat Mishulachas, Harat Migoresh, Ramatars Chodam, Harizim Migoresh, Any Ishe, Harani Bailef, Harani Rusev, Inkam Bes Mikosh. The Gemara seems to presuppose that there's some language of Gerishim going on here, right? Nasan Lava Vi'amarla. The Vi'amarla implies that the husband is stating this to the wife when he gives her the get. So one might infer from this Gemara that there's a requirement of saying something, b'shas mitzvahs aget, correct? The Gemara in Gittin might also imply this. The Mishnah says, Amar la kinsi shtar chov zeh. So the husband gives her the get, and he says, take this receipt, take this loan document, take this note. So the din is, it's eino get, ad shiyomar la hagiteh. It's not considered a valid get until he says to her, this is your bill of divorce. Similarly, if he gives it to her while she's sleeping and she wakes up with it, eino get ad shiyomar la hagiteh. So the Mishnah seems to require that there's some verbal declaration that's necessary for the get to be effective. Ned and then Josh.
Yeah, the case of the Mishnah is where there's ambiguity about what the document is.
Oh, very good. Yeah, so some Rishonim say that it's only when you have confusing language, language that's to the contrary, no nesina, then you need to perk it up with a declaration of Harei Zagiteich. But maybe, you know, just if you have a nice mice in the scene, then you don't need to complement it with a verbal declaration, with a statement. So this is a major machlokas rishonim. The Miri here in Gittinai and Chesamad Aleph quotes one view. This is the view that you like, Ned. Kasav Achroni Arabanim.
Lamar Hakitir, however, we can see not much Shina than the newer as she was sleeping when she woke up.
Yeah, so you only require the Hagiteh when there's a flaw in the Nesina. She was sleeping, you told her it was a note. Aval. Yeah, so that's the view. You don't need a Amira. Now, there's something nice about that view, which is the Sibur Dvarim is the get itself. So you just have to deliver the note. She'll read the letter. She'll read the letter, and then she's divorced. You don't need anything outside of the get to create the krisus. Yeah? Something intuitive about that. But most of the Rishonim disagree. We call Malcolm Gil and Machabrim. Yeah, barring the case of Medaber Imal Iske Gita, the view of the Gedolei Mechabrim is that everybody needs to say Hagiteich, even when there's no ambiguity. We'll see this is the mainstream view.
That's like the suitable thing in Confucius.
Correct. But he quotes two deyas, if according to this view, if you fail to say Hagiteich, does that make it into a get puzzle, or does it make it into a get batel? Is it a psul da baran or psul da raisa? Hela shem lo amar kein. Maybe it's at least, it's merely psul mi drabana. Right? V'yesh omrim. Good. And some people say it's not a get at all if you lack the amira. So you could do everything, you could dot all the I's and cross all the T's in the chepta shel get. But if you gave it to the husband gives it to the wife without saying hagiteich, it's batel. So the get can't stand without the verbal statement. Okay. So what's the conceptual basis for this view? So let's look at the Rambam's attempt here. That's all you get in the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara is not really, it would be nice if the Gemara said, by the way, for people like Ezra who learn Gemara, and the rest of us learn Gemara, that the Gemara should have said that if you, by the way, if you're giving your wife a get, you also have to say, Harei Zagiteich. That's part of Christos. The Gemara doesn't say it explicitly, but the Rambam tries to supplement that with some midrashim. We'll see the Rambam says the Sifrei. So what do we have here, Ned? Yes, we have a drasha here. Sefer krisos v'nasan biyada sheyitain also v'torah sefer krisos aval. Right. So there's some requirement of nesina b'toras gerushin, and then the Rambam says in aleph yud aleph hamigarish. Yeah. So it sounds like there's at least some requirement to identify the get as the get. And that follows from this notion of Nisina Bitoras Gerushin. Okay. Hold that theory for a second. Contrast that with Tosos and Gidanai and Chesmad Aleph, which we already saw. What's Tosos' theory there? The shame, the re. Josh?
Just so she only to say it, but she knows that she's Mishimaka.
Correct. You have to say Hagite Harem Mataras Choladam. Not for the Gerushin itself, but it's a din in Lote in Mishalcha Bein Achuzaris. But that the wife at least has to know that the Gerushin is going to affect. Right? Otherwise, it'd be a chisarn in this idea of Shiluach. So Toso seems to lean into this idea of Shiluach. At least Shiluach is understood in Mishalcha Bein Achuzaris. The Rambam, however, seems to ground it in this notion of Nisina Bitoras Krisos. Sheyitain Osa Bitoras Sefer Krisos. They seem to be two different bases for the requirement of Amira. Josh?
The idea in Tosos that just in case she doesn't read it, like what if she reads it and she knows she's divorced? Like, you just don't mean Amira?
One more time.
I mean, why, according to Tosos, do you need the Amira if she can read the bed and know that she's divorced?
It's a good question. He says it's just to let her know. She teida shehi migureshes.
Yeah, he was like, she doesn't know how to read together or something.
Well, let me put it this way. Are you supposing that the gerushin is not chal until she reads it? No. That would be chedesh. So she doesn't have to read the get. She just has to receive the get knowing that it's her get. I think that's the idea. So she has to get it, but it's not enough that she got it. She has to know that she got it. And not just that she got a document, she has to know that she received her get. So it's important that she knows her status. Josh?
You know, Rambam was saying that in every case we require the Amira because of this drasha, or is he saying that Stam, every case is the Torah's Gerushin, unless there's something else that disrupts that.
Yeah, it could be.
The default is that it is.
Correct. Aleph Test might be saying the default is that it is. He's got to be Nosnola B'Torah's Gerushin. And that's just contrasted with Nosnola B'Torah's Shushtarchov.
Yeah.
Very possible.
Like elsewhere in the Rambam, it doesn't seem that.
Like this already a puzzle in Aleph Yid-Aleph. It's only puzzle Mijabon, it sounds like.
Like, I think he says specifically by Kesef about it, or never mind, actually. I don't think he mentions anything about Europe. He's just writing the Chatavah, he doesn't mention anything about Europe.
Correct. Although it is an interesting question. What does Nisina B'Toras Gerushin require?
Yeah.
Right, he says, Sheyitain Oso B'Toras Sefer Krisos. Moshe?
I'd say the default is that it's not Victoria's different reasons. But then you know how you qualify saying a better word. But sure, well, I'm not very malice they beat them. And if they do speak about it beforehand, then you don't need to say.
Right. I'm all my Madabi, so I get to be sure. But not all get it. I was a little car, is a gusher. But if lo amar klum, it's puzzle. Right? The puzzle might be drabana. So we can say at least at a drabana level, the get is possible if there was no Amira Bishas and Sina Kornet Rama. Okay. So what does Amira accomplish? We have two theories. Correct? What's theory number one? It's a din in Mishach Hamin Achazeres. That's Tosis's theory. And the Rama has a drasha that it has to be in a Sina B'Toras Gerushin. Take a look quickly at the Rashba. The Rashba and the Ramban seem to have a similar idea. So just skip here to the highlighted section in the Rashba on 35. This highlighted line. Does everyone read that for us? Time of Mishnah Nechsev.
You give it, put it in her hand, so she knows her sacred creature.
Yeah, with the knowledge, it has to be given to her with the awareness that this is her sefer krisus. What do you make of that? So it's not enough that she served her get. She has to be served the get, knowing that it's a sefer krisus. Sounds very similar to the Rambam to me, right? But it's extracted from the sefer krisus v'nasan biyada. Not enough to give it to her. She has to have some sort of awareness of that this as her sefer krisus.
Why is that not one of those ones?
The next line is...
Cool, yeah, it's a bit of a chiddush here. So, yeah, v'lo hikbet akasa b'idiyasa davka alakivan shenoda le'edim arikan das shenitam la lekrisos. Tosos clearly thinks that she has to know because mishacha mina chuzeres. She has to know that she can't come back to the house. Here, he thinks it's sufficient if you're like modia to the edim that you're giving it to her b'toras krisos. So there's some objective way of discerning why he gave it. That's sufficient, even if the wife doesn't know. That's what the Rashi wants to say. Well,
she's not a player.
Her knowledge is not crucial. Right, the Rashi.
Yeah.
Why is it odd?
You expect her to be involved in the process of separation.
She's receiving the get. She's receiving the get. Right. She's receiving the get.
Just like all the obligations that the family has to the family to each other.
Right, for the engagement. Yeah. But they're about to get married in 30 seconds. So wow. People view the time that we have, it's just ceremonial.
It's the Erison.
At engagements. Yeah, so then it has like real feeling. But like the time that we have, where it's not like right before the chuppah, people don't take it seriously.
So the farmer doesn't bring them to. Like it used to be like far out, and the family's agreeing that both parties would show up to the marriage,
right,
and like execute it. But now,
and it was a knas.
So at this point, there's no like real.
Right, if you're doing it at the chassan stage, then it doesn't really have
help. Yeah, because like you're there,
right?
You went away, but
unless you're saying like the call is not right, you're not going to run away between the chassan stage and. Okay, it just seems to me, again, no one says this, it seems to me that you might say that the Amira B'Sha'as Gerushin could be a din in the Sipur Dvarim of the Get, that it's not enough to just have it written down, you have to like hit play, that you have to, there has to be some way of activating the Get, right? So you're like, it's, you also have to say this is the Get. Maybe there has to be some amira of the husband to say, like, this is the get, that's kores. Meaning, if sipur dvarim is not just the din and the thing that's written down in the sefer krisos, it's not rachuk not a stretch to say that there's got to be some sphera, sipur, separate from what's written down in the get. So the husband has to say something to the wife, just like the get has to be written in first person. It's not enough to drop it off in her mailbox, but you might say the husband has to turn to her and say, this is the get, and Hariyat Mitaris Lechol Adam, and Hariyat Megreshes Mimeni.
So the second line about the Eden knowing doesn't work with that.
Correct. I'm saying this is not what the Rashba is saying. It's not what the Rambam is saying. It's not what Tosfos is saying. I'm just saying we see that there's a din of Amira. The Rishonim are struggling to figure out what it's grounded in. So Tosfos says, Meshacha Vein Chozeres, so she doesn't come back. The Rashba cites the drasha very similar to the Rambam, but thinks that the wife doesn't have to know. It's enough that the Edom know. So I agree, it doesn't work well with the Rashba's theory. But it seems to me that you might say, V'chasov HaSefer Krisos, that the notion of Sefer Krisos itself presupposes some sort of Amira. Especially if you think the drasha of Sipur Dvarim is not about not about a Chepsa Shel Sefer. You guys have Ezra, if you spend the day finding like Makoros to substantiate that, let me know. I think it's like a very fruitful area to find like a good sheet of that nails that down. Just look for a second at the language of Shulchan Aruch once it gets codified. So you have here Simin Kuflam and Vav. Eza Lashon Sarach Shiyomar B'Shas Hanasina. Of course, for whatever reason, the Shulchan Aruch couldn't help himself from throwing in Hamagarish B'Shabbos in the same Simon. But Sif Aleph, so what do we have? Yoni, you want to read for us?
Sure.
Megarish.
Megarish, so when the Megarish gives over the get, he has to say, Harizikitef, this is your get, or something similar to that. The in Nasan, the other, Lo Makon, if you didn't say anything, Harizikitef, Pasol. The Lechat Chila, Yomala, Harizikitef.
Break on. So what do you make of this triple lashon? Hare ad migureshes mimeni. Pagi harizagitech. Hare mitars chaladon. What do you make of that? What's striking to me is that once you add in the extra lashon, it doesn't sound like it's just a din in notifying her that he's giving her a get.
I mean, it's all three she does, no? Or it's three. It's like notifying her that you're giving her a get. How do you think that?
Right.
How you asking aggressively many?
Right.
That's another step that you're now separated from the animal. How to tell them?
Right.
Now you can also go.
Right. I guess the question that I'm asking is, does this lashon imply that the Amira is just so that she knows that this is her get, that you're giving it to her like Bitoras Geirshin, not for Shtarchov? Or does this language imply that the Amira is doing something for the actual Geirshin?
I would say the former.
The former? Just to frame the...
You're notifying her of these three things.
Well, you're saying, number one, this is your get. Like the earlier Rishonim that we saw, they all speak in terms of Harizagitech.
Yeah.
Right? The Shechnar is saying, L'chatchila, you should say Harem Megarasimani and Harem Mataras Chaladam. You saw Harem Mataras Chaladam is Gufo Shel Get. But now you're getting the Gufo Shel Get in Dibur in addition to the Ksiva mode. So I'm just wondering if that means that maybe part of the Gufo Shel Gerishin is also done B'Dibur on this theory. Tzcharia?
I mean, you can push back on this and you can say there's like a real Moses Goreya kind of situation. Because you want in the get to say the game, this is what's doing it.
Yeah.
And if you say all this stuff, that Harim Goresh with many Yaksha, that's not like muddy water.
Right. Right. So it's like, you might say it's even problematic to throw in.
Yeah, the other part is off. What do you think is actually affecting the divorce?
Right. Agreed. So what do you think the answer is?
Sure.
Notice also what the Shulchan Aruch says, and I'll take the hands. Vinoagin, you want to read it for us?
Yeah, Vinoagin Shabbat, Kofilat, the guy's going to get Eretz.
wraps it up and rolls it up.
Like an Igara. So I thought that's pretty interesting also. That the Nesina is done, but that, like, he gives it to her as an Igeres. Now, in the Rama here, you get the sense that it's Kadesha Tucha Lechos Kulo Biada Kishinosnala. So is that just a din so that she could hold the entire thing when?
What does that even mean?
What does it mean?
Like, if you're holding a whole piece of paper, like, how's it different than if you're holding a whole rolled up paper?
Okay. What do you mean?
You can't hold the whole piece of paper if it's not rolled up.
You just hold.
You're holding a piece of the paper. You're not holding the whole paper.
Like the section in your hand that's rolled, and there's still like parts on the outside.
Right, but if you wrap it up, then you can get the whole thing in your hands.
Oh, you like wrap, like put it in a ball and.
Yeah, it's not stretched into a ball. You fold it, it's like square. That's what we do.
Oh, okay.
It's folded up into a square, and then the wife catches it in her hand, and she covers it with her hands. So it's Kadesha Tucha Lechos Kulo Biyada. Meaning not that she could hold on to the entire thing, but that she could clasp her arm, her hands around the entire thing. Right? But my question here is the din of Kofel Aget Kimo Igeres, is that a din in just allowing her to receive it Kulo Biyada? Like a din of Benasan Biyada? Or is that a din in the get, like we saw earlier, it's Yigera Shvukin, that you want it to be delivered as a letter. What would be the difference? Okay, Daniel.
Can you see the same principle applied to the identification which are? She has
No, not that I've seen. There's no, I mean, there's always a question, what are the dinim of Gerushin that get exported to Kedushin? But I've never seen this, there is a whole question about the ring. What does the wife have to, like, put the ring into her hand, put on her finger? So there's a discussion. But I don't know any discussion that says the Geras would have to be folded into her hand. That's what I'm wondering, if this is viewed as a din in, is the Kofel Aget Kimo Igeres a din in like the Igeres, or is that a din in Kadesha Tucha Lachot School of Biyadak Shanasnila?
Maybe that would be the Igeres.
Yeah, that she like, you, is that like that the Igeres has to fit into your hand?
What?
That an Igeres has to fit into your hand, like a letter.
What is
right. So I think there's an argument that the significance of Igeres, well, what's an Igeres? A letter. But yeah, it's like a message that you deliver to someone. That's different from Sefer, right? Like an Igeres is a text message. No, it's something you give somebody to read. You have like a public reading of an Igeres usually. Now Igeres Apurim Azos. So I wonder if the idea of being kopa the get kimo igeres has to do with like the status of the get as something that should be read. Yeah. And then you have part of the amira is harem mutaras l'chol adam, harem megureshes mimeni, which is like a kriya of the content of the get. And we don't have the husband read the entire get to her. That's not part of the gerushin process, but it's clearly given to her to be read, and he kind of gives her the bullet points when he gives it to her. So maybe the idea here is that the Amira is not distinct from the get, but it's like a partial, like at least the Harei Amitaris Chaladim and Harei Amigurashis Mirani is almost like a Kriya of the Sefer that's given, of the Igeres that's given to her. That's what I'm wondering. But as I was going to find the Shitas that support this.
I'm not promising it.
Okay.
The Megillas Esther happened to be in like those folds.
Yeah, we do fold it like an Igeres. That's why, and Doc, like people, you don't read it as a safer, like, yeah. Well, yeah, like the way it's still.
It is a
din in Igeres. Yeah. Right. I'm just saying the question here is this a din in Igeres?
Or, yeah.
Or is this a din so that she could get it all into her hand? Well, he does say, Kadesha Tucha Lechos Kulo Biyada Kisha Nosnawa.
Then, well, what is that? A din so that she could get it all into her hand because of what?
Ah, I thought it was a din in Vinas, Chazir Vinas and Biyada, like literally just like a little reading of the Pesukim, put it in her hand. So that means
why would we need that by the get?
Maybe right, so you're saying it's a din in Igeres. Yeah, so we have to look if there's like a notion of Igeres that's like it folded a certain way. I like that. See what you're saying? You're only saying maybe the whole din of Kadesha Ducha Lechas Kula Biyada, that's just like a din in Igeres. To figure out. I don't know if you could figure Megillah in your hand even when you fold it up. But,
no, yeah.
Right. But the folds, I get it. Notice also the same in the same discussion here, Rabal Tsarach Leida Mahu Omer La, Mechain Ko Mashehu Omer La, Yodiyu Osa Beferish. Interesting special requirement that the husband know the content of what he's saying. So it's interesting just to figure out what that means exactly. Why is it important that the husband knows what he's saying to her? If it's just like, if what's important is that Mishalcha Bein Chuzeres, why is there a requirement from his side that he know the content? Hey, Don?
Like Dod, like he needs to have Dod for it. Yeah.
But he has Das to divorce her, so like he sells the silver, divorce my wife. And the silver writes the get, and they say these things to your wife. Like, why is it crucial that he know the things that he's saying? Right?
Maybe to finalize the lingua, this ends it. When you say, explain to her, you're ending the whole intent of it. This is your get.
Yeah, but the lishma is usually built into the get prior. You don't see lishma at the Nesina level. Usually you think the lishma stuff is already completed.
That's what I want to say. I want to say it doesn't end with that. The writing of it, when the name ends, when you say these last words, that's how you know. It stayed from the beginning until the end, because the last words.
Maybe, like, he knows, like, it's very clear that he's divorcing her, Bishas and Sina.
And nothing changed.
Maybe. Yeah, I can hear the suggestion. I was thinking along different lines. I don't want Sipur to be the kitchen sink where everything else just falls into the Sipur category. But,
it is
the kitchen sink.
Yeah. It is Ezra?
Yeah, it's what it's turned into.
It's turned into? All right, so I'm not going to say. You deterred me from saying it. It's Ezra. In a Baishan Lomit, so now I'm not going to. You found a Makkah press net? What did you find?
I don't know if you would say.
No, well, you can't just get a practice.
So that,
yeah. Dovid Sperber, 1877 to 1892.
How do you know what you're both looking at? What did you find then?
Says that your Sipur is Sipur handed to the pen.
Who says this? He says I'm shot. That's crazy. We did the whole thing? I don't use my phone during shir, but just read it. Just tell it. Read it.
Okay,
the Just remind me who we're reading from.
I have
no idea. I'm going to Brussels.
Where do you find this?
Searches.
It's not very long. Okay, so there's some level of vetting.
There's one thing I know how to
do. That's what's not fair. You can find anything you want and you can just search.
It's not true. There are many things I wanted to find that I couldn't find.
Right.
Hey, read slowly and clearly. This is like a parish on Gittin. This is a parish in the Rambam. Oh, it's a shoot. That's right.
I wanted to say for Hind the Spirit of Orion, the Diva, and a photo. A Pokon of the Rambam, the Midak Amashi, the Pitale, Lago, and someone, the Sipur Hind of the Pan.
Huh. I mean, this Gona was pshit laid at Sipur Zepet?
Yeah.
Well, from the shoot of.
And he's explaining the din of Mira Bishas Gershon?
Yeah.
That's very beautiful.
It's not a real person.
I think that's really great, no? All right, we'll have to see who it is, but I think it's nice when somebody else has the idea as well. I'll say the thing that I guess I was too bashful to say after Ezra made fun of it.
Ezra almost threw it under the
bed. Yeah, that's right, Ezra.
Yeah, actually, the broader discussion is about Skirt Omer and Yerfathur. But I guess he talks about
that. Yeah, he did actually talk about it. He was one of the people that, after the Holocaust, dealt with the Aguna.
The what?
He's one of the people that, after the Holocaust.
Interesting.
All right, we'll get some data on him after. That's very good, Nat. I'll just start and then I'll take Josh's hand. I'm wondering if the din of the husband having to know. So look at the Prisha here for a second. So look at the tour for a second. Kuflamid Bab, no sin leget. Who wants to read that? Josh Brockman, you want to read the tour for us?
So
if a shliach is doing it, you do it slightly different.
She's receiving it so that he's for that him divorcing it.
So notice here, it's not about his amira, it's about her knowledge. Right? It's formulated that she has to know. And well, sounds like Tosafot. He's not saying it's a din in shiluach. He just says she has to know. And the Prisha says, what's the makar for her having to know? So look what he cites. With Sarah Shateda, the Nilmad Midichsiv. Yeah, so he thinks you could get from the Sheyitin of the Torah Sefer Krisos that the wife has to know that this is her Sefer Krisos. Like
is that what we already said, like in the Rambam?
The Rambam, let's go back to the Rambam. Rambam said that as a din in the Nesina, she'eno nosna la'ela b'toras gerushin, she'itin osa b'toras sefer krisos. The Rashba said it's sufficient that Edim know. He's saying that's a requirement that she know the basis upon which she's receiving it.
Where is that? How does that come from the psukim?
It's not. It's a strength. The psukim only say b'chasav la sefer krisos, but nasan biyada. So the Rambam's position is a little more limited. He's saying the husband has to give it to her, b'toras krisos. And the Rashba's view is it's sufficient that the Edom know that he's giving it to her, b'toras krisos. Right? Tosos said she has to know. Tosos went in a different direction. They said, oh, it's a din shiluach, mashacha b'na chazar, so she has to know. What you get here in the Prisha on the tour is that, no, it's a din yitenosa b'toras sefer krisos. But part of sefer krisos is that she knows the thing that she's receiving. So that somehow that gets connected to sefer krisos also.
Right. Makes sense. Like you can't sever the tie if she doesn't know. Right? If the whole point is severing the tie and she doesn't know, it's not.
Well, according to the Rashba, you could.
Right. But I mean, I'm saying it's not crazy to suggest that she doesn't know.
Right. Well, the way I would say is that, like, if you think sviras dvarim is more than just the chepsa she'll get, I mean, it's not just what's written in the get, but it does require some sort of. Like she has to be there, just like we saw Lashon Nochach, it has to be to her. It's not to her if it's just in her mailbox and she doesn't know what it is that she received. Right, so there has to be some sort of not just stating to her, but that you say to her, like this, then you can leave the rest. You could point to the get and kind of indicate that the get contains the rest, but there's no b'chatzav la'sefer krisos, nesina b'taras krisos if she doesn't have a sense of what she's receiving. I want us to think about that a little bit. Similarly, for the Habal Tzarech Leida Ma Lashon Haget Upeirusho, look at this Darkei Moshe for a second. Josh, you're reading? Kasevo B'Simen Peites, Habal Tzarech. So notice only part of that got paskin in the Shulchan Aruch. It got cut off. In the Shulchan Aruch, you only get the requirement that the husband know what he's saying to her.
Right.
Just go back to the Ramah's language. It was Habal Tzarech Leida Mahu Omer La. The Chol Ma Sheomer La Yodia Oso Beferush. In the Makor and the Darkei Moshe, it's actually the Baal has to know the Lashon Haget, Upeirusho. This is kind of what Zecharia raised earlier about the Tehaves, Tehavis with the Chiri, like when is it being read? It's not being read to the wife. But here there's actually a requirement that no, like the husband has to be made aware, not just the lashon haget, but like the explanation of it. So what would be the basis for that? Why does he have, why isn't it sufficient that he knows that he's divorced? Why is the language of the get? So again, not to avoid, not to get into the kitchen sink, but there's an argument that when there's like a din of sfiras dvarim, it's not enough that you kind of have a general picture, but that like the husband's, this is the husband's narration of the divorce. So it can't be his narration if he doesn't know the actual cheft content that he's stating, right? You can maybe ghostwrite something, but at least you have to review the text afterwards if it's going to be considered yours. Worth thinking about these dinim.
Just the hardest question.
And by thinking, I mean Ned searching. No, I'm kidding. Most important to think about. And if you find some person... What? Awesome. Just keep Ned busy. Keep him out of trouble. Keep him off the streets. Well, it's a great investment. Yeah. Josh, you had a comment?
Yeah, so really back to what the Hari was saying before about like, you know, not saying how Spirit of RM is kind of, the whole point was that it's written. Like we kind of spoke about it in the parents share how like the word sefer either means literally the clock.
Yeah.
Or, like, specifically just the content of things written down.
It wasn't a parent share. Was it true that parents yeah.
But it was, we said that, you know, whichever way you go, Sphere of Dvarim, like the drusha is specifically the content of that which is written down.
Yes.
Which kind of goes in conflict with us saying that the Amira is the Sphere of Dvarim. Yeah. It kind of takes away the importance of that.
Actually, no, I think they're, say your point again, because I think the two points you made are very complementary of each other, that if Sfiras Dvarim refers to the content of the get rather than the materials of the get, right? It seems that like the written aspect of it is not the be-all end-all of the get. You might say part of a Sfiras Dvarim is that it has to be written down, like Megillah, right? Megillah, it's like an Igeres, but part of the Kiyum is that it's read from, it's read. Like the Kriya is important from it. But I wonder if there's a way to go and say that if you hold, you don't, like, if you go like the Meiri, then yeah, save, everything's in the Ksav, everything's in the Get, the Chetzah shel Get, your job is just to get it to her. And even some Rishonim would say Amira, it's just to frame that this is an Asina Saget, not an Asina of a Shtar Chov. But the Get does all the magic. I actually think if you go in the direction of the Sipur Dvarim Shekorsim Beino Leveina, it's true that there's a minimal requirement of Ksiva also. I in the Chinuch and the Rambam and all the Mefarshim about the significance of it being Bichsav. But that doesn't imply that it's that the Gerushin is exclusively Bichsav. Right? In addition to being Bichsav, like you might say that it has to be like the Sipur Dvarim requires a Kriya. A Kriya for, like, that's correlated to the Bichsav itself. So you might say, oh, like, the husband has to know what's in the get. He has to say to her not only Hegitech, but Harem Megureshes Mimeni Harem Meteres L'Choladam, which is Gufo Shel Get. Why do you think those are inconsistent?
No, here, once you move away from the actual material, you can.
Right, it's the content that's important. And then the Chiddush is that part of the Sipur is that there's some sort of Amira of it. You don't have to say the entire thing, just like the Megillah. You know, if you read parts of it, that might be a Kiyum. I think it's worth thinking along those lines. Rami, you have thoughts on this? No. All right, so let's stop here for this sugya, although we are going to dig up pieces of this part later on in the semester. So next year is tomorrow, right? Did everybody start the Pone Nechtam sugya? So just get a sense of what's going on in those first 8 blot, 9 blot. I want us to focus on Lishma, like literally just the din of Lishma, which is maybe one... According to one of them, we're on the basis for that kind of Fanei Nechtam. I'm going to circulate the Makoro sheet with some stuff from the second paragraph also about what has to be Lishma and what's included in Lishma. So I want us to start thinking along those lines. All right. Great.
Yeah.